This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We begin with Michael Giacchino's theme to the 2004 Pixar film, The Incredibles, performed in 2019 by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. FM and WCWP.org. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, with their interpretation of the theme to The Incredibles from The Gordian Knot in 2019. I have yet to see the film, but I know Craig T. Nelson stars in it, and that it was written and directed by Brad Bird and scored by Michael Giacchino, which means he wrote the theme. The film won two Academy Awards, Best Animated Feature and Best Sound Editing, but Giacchino wouldn't get the Oscar for Best Original Score until Up in 2010. The Big Fat Band version of The Incredibles theme featured Wayne Bergeron on trumpet, especially at the end, and Andrew Sinewick on electric guitar. Wayne and Gordon Goodwin were part of Michael Giacchino's orchestra on The Incredibles score. Kirk Fisher is next with an original composition from his Friends album, Bast Majority, with a B. Marion Meadows with Pandora on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Twice as Nice in 2021. Pandora was written by Marion on soprano and tenor sax, primarily soprano, Gerald McCauley on keyboards, and featured musician Paul Brown, who played guitar in addition to producing and mixing the song. Eddie Killer Miller killed it on rhythm guitar and bass. Before that, Dr. Kirk Fisher with his composition, Bast Majority, from Friends in 2017. I don't know who Bast refers to, but there was an ancient Egyptian goddess named Bast, or Bastet, so that. Kirk was on piano and backed up by the East Bay Soul Wrecking Crew, no doubt named after Hal Blaine's Wrecking Crew. The crew consisted of Keita Matsuno on guitar, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Herman Matthews on drums, Johnny Sandoval with percussion, and a three-man horn section. Greg Adams on trumpet and flugelhorn, Lee Thornburg on trumpet, flugelhorn, and trombone, and Greg Vail on alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones, no soprano. We'll get in the groove with Rodney Franklin next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This takes me back to my teen years, listening to CD 101.9 on my Walkman or in my mom's Jeep Cherokee. The Groove by Rodney Franklin. Same to you. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Tijuana Taxi from Going Places in 1965, the second of two brass albums that year following Whipped Cream and Other Delights. That iconic tune was written by Irvin Bud Coleman, who you heard on guitar. Herb was on trumpet and presumably honked the bicycle horn. Tijuana Taxi also included Bob Edmondson on trombone, Julius Wechter on marimba, Pat Senator on bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. Before that, someone who was 7 years old at the time of Tijuana Taxi, Rodney Franklin with The Groove from You'll Never Know in 1980, the first of two of his releases that year, the other bearing his name, Rodney Franklin. The Groove has been a staple of smooth jazz radio playlists for decades, making it as iconic as Tijuana Taxi. Rodney played piano on his composition with Dean Holtzkamp on flute and soprano sax, Vincent Spaulding on guitar, Harold Foreman on bass, Tony St. James on drums, percussion by Kenneth Nash, and singing in The Groove toward the end were Brooks Honeycutt, Lisa Roberts, and Phyllis St. James. Phyllis sang lead vocals with Rodney on You'll Never Know's next track, the title track. 1 year later, in 1981, Yellow Jackets released their eponymous debut album. This is track two on that album, Imperial Strut. Dan Siegel on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Another Time, Another Place, the title track to his 1984 release. Dan wrote it and played piano and synthesizer. Patrick O'Hearn played bass and synthesizer, with Alex Acuna handling percussion. Before that, Yellow Jackets with Imperial Strut from Yellow Jackets in 1981, their debut. I also debuted that year on November 17th. Yep, I'm going to be 40. Russell Ferrante wrote Imperial Strut and, like Dan Siegel, played piano and synthesizer. Robin Ford was on guitar, Jimmy Haslip on bass, Ricky Lawson on drums, and, as far as I can tell, two percussionists, Lenny Castro and Paulinho da Costa. We go from the 80s to the 90s, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Pieces of a Dream with Club Jazz. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Rippingtons with Who's Holding Her Now? If this were a TV show, I'd raise my hand. From Welcome to the St. James Club, which is not owned by Tony or his sister Phyllis, in 1990. Band leader Russ Freeman wrote the song, Who's Holding Her Now?, and played acoustic guitar, bass, and keyboards. Backing him up, Brandon Fields on alto sax, Vinny Colaiuta on drums, Tony Morales on cymbal, and Steve Reed with percussion. Before that, Pieces of a Dream with Club Jazz, which was more like Club New Jack Swing, from In Flight in 1993, a year that began for me with a flight from Tampa to JFK. Pieces co-founder James Lloyd wrote Club Jazz and played about as much as Russ Freeman, specifically keyboards and drum programming. Tara Lloyd played additional keyboards, and Go-Go Gadget Glenn Barrett, according to the liner notes, provided additional drum programming. Taking us into Hour 2, a purely acoustic trio tune that was released in 2011, but, like Who's Holding Her Now, was recorded in 1990. It's Eric Gunnison with a musical question of his own. Care to join us?
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour 1 ended with Care to Join Us by Eric Gunnison from Trios, released in 2011, recorded in 1990. Eric was touring with singer Carmen McRae at the time and wrote Care to Join Us as a prelude to her stage entrance. Trios has 8 tracks, half with one trio, half with another. Care to Join Us marked the end of the first half. Both halves have Eric on piano and Mark Simon on bass, but Paul Romaine only plays drums through Care to Join Us. After that, Mike Marlier is on drums, and Eric plays keyboard in addition to piano. Fun fact, Eric and Mike are among the University of Denver Lamont School of Music jazz faculty. Hour two begins with three 2021 songs, and the first of those songs is another piano trio, led this time by George Cables. Circle of Love is the title. Really wrote that out. You're in the middle of an all 2021 segment on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Jeff Koshua with Slow Turn, not Burn, which ended slowly, from Sunrise. Slow Turn was written by Jeff, who played soprano sax and flute, like Dean Holtzkamp on Rodney Franklin's The Groove. Accompanying Jeff were Philippe Sace on piano and vibraphone, Mark Antoine on acoustic guitar, Alan Hines on electric guitar, Mark Stevens on keyboards, Melvin Davis on bass, Dave Hooper on drums, and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Jeff and Dave are alumni of the Rippingtons, who we also heard earlier. Before that, pianist George Cables with Circle of Love, one of his original compositions on Too Close for Comfort. Circle of Love was initially the title track, but George changed his mind and went with Too Close for Comfort. Rounding out his trio were Essiet Essiet on acoustic bass as opposed to Melvin Davis's electric, and Victor Lewis on drums. Let's bring back Mark Antoine and Philippe Sace on Philippe's composition for Mark. Mark Opolo. Marco Polo.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
Thank you, Jay. That was Mark Antoine with Mark Opolo from Something About Her in 2021, closing out this all 2021 segment, and as it turns out, all the songs had drawn-out endings. Something About Her commemorates Mark's 25th wedding anniversary to Rebecca. That's who her is. Mark was on acoustic guitar, as with Jeff Koshua, and requinto guitar, exclusive to Marco Polo. Philippe, the song's composer, who worked in a Pat Metheny Group phase dance phrase, try saying that three times, played piano and vibraphone, as with Jeff Koshua, but also played keyboards and bass marimba. I think Julius Wechter was on plain marimba on Tijuana Taxi. Armand Sabal Leko was on fretless bass guitar, same as Patrick O'Hearn, Gordon Campbell on drums, and with percussion, Gumby Ortiz, and that's Gumby with an I. We heard Mark's friend Paul Brown with Marion Meadows last hour, leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. It's the unrelated Allison Brown.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder, and WCWP.org.
Hello.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Allison Brown on banjo with McIntyre Heads South. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with All the Way, all 7+ minutes of it, the title track to his 2003 album. Like Dan Siegel's Another Time, Another Place, All the Way shares its name with a late 1950s popular song. Unrelated. Not a cover. Another Time, Another Place was a hit for Patti Page in 58 and All the Way for Frank Sinatra in 57. Ken played guitars and keyboards on his All the Way, with Jay Rowe on piano and keyboards, Dan LaMaestra on organ, Gary Granger on bass, his brother Greg on drums, and percussion by Kevin Prince. Before that, Allison Brown, no relation to Paul, with McIntyre Heads South. All the Way South? From Stolen Moments in 2005, and despite the name, the album does not contain a country version of the Oliver Nelson song. Allison played banjo and wrote McIntyre Heads South with her husband, Gary West, with two R's, who played bass, like the Gary with one R, South by West with Brown. Robbie McIntosh, not Tyre, played the resonator guitar, also known as a dobro, and acoustic guitar, which was among the guitars Ken Navarro played. Stuart Duncan was on fiddle, John R. Burr on piano, and Kenny Malone on drums. After McIntosh headed south all the way, he ended up on Riverside Drive by Greg Kourakos. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is pianist Greg Kourakos, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Greg with two G's at the end, three in all. Riverside Drive is the Greg Kourakos song we heard from Heatwave, one word, in 2002, fitting for this time of year. Two Riverside Drives come to my mind here on Long Island. The short dead end off South Brookside Avenue in Freeport, adjacent to Milburn Creek, and the longer one in Wantagh that runs from Merrick Road to Landing Canal. Thank you, Google Maps. Neither of those crossed Greg's mind when he wrote Riverside Drive, where he played piano, organ, keyboards, and drum programming. Greg was joined by Michael O'Neill on guitar, Mel Brown, no relation to Allison or Paul, on bass, Luis Conte on tambourine, and the Heatwave horns, Rick Braun on trumpet, Nick Lane on trombone, and Andy Suzuki on saxophone. We'll go from Riverside Drive to Cold River with Metro next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Metro with Rio Frio, Spanish for Cold River. David Benoit with Conversation on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, the third title track of the night, this one for an album released in 2012. Conversation originated on David's music for two trios, one classical and the other electric jazz. The classical trio was Robert Thies on piano, Yun Tang on violin, not fiddle, and Kathy Biagini on cello. The electric jazz trio was David Benoit on Rhodes piano, David Hughes on bass, and Jamie Tate on drums. The two trios form a sextet at the end. Before that, Metro with Rio Frio, Cold River, from Express in 2007. Metro was a quartet with Chuck Loeb on guitars, Mitch Foreman on piano and keyboards, Will Lee on bass and vocals, and Wolfgang Hafner on drums. We'll close out the show with a quintet song, Super Tight by Brian Hughes, from Fast Train to a Quiet Place in 2011. Super Tight was written by Brian, heard on electric guitar, with Matt Rhode, R-O-H-D-E, on Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, piano, and Hammond B3 organ. Rufus Philpott is on bass, Tal Bergman on drums, and percussion by Ron Powell. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.